This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Report, and we have Ryan here. Welcome back, Ryan.
Thank you, Dr. Bell. Thank you.
Yeah, great. And I had lots of interesting requests. I want to start off today with talking about the flu. And we have not only 500 people dead already, they're reporting across the country, it's probably more than that. 100 people here in California, they're actually running out of IV bags to rehydrate people. Let's start off with some of the nutraceuticals we would use to block the flu. We have, of course, Allicin Med. We have Nutridyne, NutriSilver. Let's talk about NutriImmune 26Y, which builds up not only transfer factors for the immune system and NutriDefense. Let's talk about 26Y and Allicin Med to start off with.
Yeah.
I think people need to understand that the flu vaccine actually, according to the research, actually doubles the chances of getting the flu. It has heavy metal toxins and other things that don't build up your immune system. And the nutraceuticals will immediately block the virus. We have NutriDefense, which I designed. We have defense wipes. In fact, part of our kit I'm putting together with the mass email today will include all these things that are essential because the flu can kill you. We have young mothers, even athletes, children dying. This is a very nasty flu, and apparently the strains 2 and 3 coming, this has not peaked yet, are even more lethal than the current dosage that's going across the country and killing people.
So yeah, I mean, look, we're going to be under a constant assault, our bodies, and the more stressed we get, you know, so forth, we're going to get taken down by things. So we got to build up our defense mechanisms, right? So, as you say, getting the vaccine is supposed to be this cure-all, which we know it just is not delivering that result because there's always a different variation of strain of virus that you're going to take.
Yeah, there's three reasons. The first one is they often get the wrong strain, which they do every year. The second is it actually doesn't build up the immune antibody level, which is, I call, the condiment to your immune cells to find the pathogen, which, by the way, in the age groups like the elderly and the young, it doesn't even produce an antibody response. And the third, it doesn't increase the number, the population of T killer cells that can kill the virus. So none of these things actually are positive. And when you take nutraceuticals like Allicin Med, NutriImmune 26Y, or other antipathogenics, so Nutridyne, NutriSilver, NutriDefense, you're going to knock out the pathogen and prevent it from binding to even your receptor binding domain in your cells. So let's talk about these first two, Allicin Med and NutriImmune 26Y.
Yeah, so NutriImmune 26Y, this is such an important aspect, right? Because the longer a person has been sick or inflamed, run down, what we get is less and less immunoglobulins that are being produced and placed where they're supposed to be along the gut lining. And without that along the gut lining, what we're doing is we're not able to neutralize viruses, bacteria, other kinds of allergens from either food or environment before they start triggering our immune system. So we have less border guards, so we're getting more and more hits on the immune system. And that's where two-thirds of the immune system is located, the gut lining. So oftentimes people have this wrong image, right? They picture the flu. And they're picturing, you know, a stomach. They're picturing muscle aches or the head and stuff like that. They're not necessarily picturing what's going on in the gut lining and where the battle really starts and actually where it stops. Because this is where you shut things down. And the other side of it is maybe you did let a virus through. What you don't want is a constant triggering because of other issues that you're being exposed to. So NutriImmune 26Y is just crazy because it actually has specificity to eliminate 26 very common human pathogens that we're exposed to. What that does, it eliminates a lot of bad guys. It's like running a bar or something like that, and you're like, all of a sudden you got this rough biker gang in there, and there's all these bad guys. and you got to get rid of them. Well, this formulation goes in there. It identifies these guys and has the ability to say, you got to go. You're leaving now.
It's like taking them for the bouncer. The police would take them out of the building.
Mm-hmm. And so they get kicked out, and then all of a sudden the immune system does this. Okay. Now, let's see what else we have to fight. So they're not wasting their time on all these chronic pathogens we're exposed to. They're able to go, hey, you know what's in here? Influenza. Okay, well, let's mount the defense over here. All right? And then you have the energy and the capability to better fight. I can tell you this. In my household, we literally had a kid diagnosed with the flu. He had a fever for and never got any higher than 101, and it was gone after 4 days. And I had something, and my other son had something. We never got it diagnosed, but I can tell you this. We had no fever that lasted longer than 12 hours, and we were, you know, back on our feet and not too long. And, what do you say? Most people, it's like that's a devastating thing that can last weeks on end.
Or clobber you right away. And also, by the way, this flu, I'm getting reports from people because I take calls 7 days a week. It relapses. So you can have it, and it can seem like it's gone. It comes back, and bam, you got lower pneumonia, and you're in the hospital. So don't assume because the flu seems to be going away, or it can come back, and bam, all of a sudden you got a sinus infection or a lower pneumonia. So it's sneaky, it's nasty, and there's new strains coming that are even, they say, even potentially worse than the one that's out now. Crazy, eh?
Yeah. Well, and you can't, you know, all we can say is this one's going to be worse, that one's going to be worse, and that just creates more stress. All you can go is, hey, look, I don't know what's coming at you. I do know this. It is very common for people to get sick, right? The reason that the flu is generally going to take you out has to do with being young, weak, or old, and the muscles are not there, right? So this is one of those things that's kind of odd for people to think about, but mega muscles, you wouldn't normally think about this as flu defense, but just let's talk about, you know, when somebody does get something really nasty and what ends up happening, it lays them out. And if they're an elderly individual that doesn't have proper amount of muscle mass or it's very low, which happens as we age, they end up being very susceptible to succumbing to these sicknesses. It could be pneumonia or flu. Those are two of the top common killers, right, for people as they get older. But it really has to come down to the fact that they've lost their muscle mass, their inability to produce basically the fight, the antibodies to fight off these infections. Eventually the body goes, I don't have enough to draw on. There's nothing left. So you really are really in a bad spot. So it's kind of awesome to think about this long-term play. You got to maintain and sustain your amount of muscle mass. Mega muscles was studied in elderly individuals that had to be on bed rest for 21 days, which absolutely 100% of the time causes muscles to atrophy. Because they couldn't move.
Yeah, and by the way, sarcopenia is a primary cause of death in populations that are tending to be slight in build, like Japanese and Koreans. And because of that, when they get sarcopenia, you can't generate antibodies because you turn your muscle into antibodies. And when you can't tag the immunoglobulins, that's why the Nutrimune 26Y is so important. And if you're elderly and you're fragile and you're not moving because you've been sick, you need the mega muscles because it'll maintain positive.
If you're on bed rest for literally 3 days or longer, you should be probably getting mega muscles. You should have it around. So in this bed rest study, right, 21 days, they're DEXA scanning the leg muscle, and they're seeing it atrophy just like it does every time. But if they were to take the amino acids that are blended in and found in the mega muscle formulation, those individuals not only did not lose muscle mass, they actually grew muscle mass. And so the best way to describe this is it's the proper amount of amino acids that allows you to unlock the key, making sure you have the essential amino acids you need to build muscle. And so it doesn't matter how many chicken breasts a person eats or how many, you know, shakes they want to drink. Some cases, it really has to do with making sure you have the right key to unlock the muscle building potential. And everybody that goes to the gym and works out, you put yourself in a deficit state, meaning you're in a muscle catabolism state, which is good, because it sets you up for growth. But the only key is if you do not get the nourishment that you need, you'll continue to kind of tear things down. And I know there's people out there listening that go to the gym, have done excessive workouts, and they go, I feel like I'm not getting stronger. I don't feel like I'm doing better. I'm not growing. You're the kind of person that goes, mega muscles is the key. You need to make sure you have.
You also want the other building blocks. We have our microdose growth hormone. We have NDME. We have the minerals you need to rebuild everything, like in Minerals Plus and Vitamin Mineral Max. You need those minerals to rebuild tissue. And, of course, our Mountain Red Velvet, soon to have our new Red Deer Velvet, which will mycelize in your lower bowel. That'll be available here real soon. And welcome back, and one of the most common things that people try to do is they want to get back in shape, they want to lose weight. So let's talk about what I call the insulin collective syndrome. Okay, I'm putting together a paper, actually, on the cause of diabetes, and I'll just give you the core of it. When we did our research back 37, now almost 38 years ago, with Dr. Otto Hewen at the University of Calgary, we discovered, we measured more hormones than probably any test ever since, including the ones done by Dr. Ravens at Stanford, and we spent millions of dollars, by the way, of a Heritage Trust Fund money to do that. We did them at the University of Edmonton Hospital and checked in Biosciences in La Jolla, California, and we measured insulin, glucagon, T4, T3, reverse T3, cortisol level, prolactin, oxytocin, ACTH, etc. We measured a lot of hormones. I've found out a lot of stuff that I've never published, but I'm going to. But what my theory is now that diabetes is, because it's now spreading to every continent, now that the Chinese, for example, are eating Western food and not bicycling everywhere, now that we're seeing more and more people eating Western-style diets that are higher in glycemic index, rapidly absorbed carbos, we're seeing people's blood insulin climb up, especially when they're taking aspartame or Neotame or Splenda-based artificial sweeteners. So they're having hyperinsulinemia, hyperglycemia, but it also drives up the anti-insulin hormones. Your anti-insulin hormone to actually make sure your blood sugar doesn't crash is cortisol. The other one that helps your body convert protein back into sugar at night is glucagon, which your liver makes, which your pancreas makes. And in the liver, it converts to the one carbon pathway protein back into sugar. And, of course, the sugar then is converted back into fatty acids in the liver, exported to the adipocytes, and high insulin shoves it in like a term deposit. So the reason why I call it diobesity is that in most cases, and not every, all cases, you'll get people, for example, in Asian countries, they just develop dyslipidemia and heart disease and dementia. They don't necessarily get obese. But the adaptations that cause diabetes are adaptations to the starvation. It doesn't matter if it's people from the steppes of Middle Asia, you know, like Genghis Khan and his troop coming from the Asian steppe that crossed into Europe and tried to, in fact, most people aren't aware of this, but the kingdom of the Genghis Khan was actually larger than any other kingdom in the history of the world. People don't know that they were already to the gates of Paris, all the way from China. And that's why they built, the Chinese built the wall, was to stop Genghis Khan and his troops over 1,000 years from invading. Now, what happened is, when you're starving in an ice age, say in 219,000 years ago, Neanderthal man, and remember, up to 4% roughly of the population of northern Europeans are actually Neanderthal, and the genes allow them to survive basically by making their muscles no longer absorb and use sugar for fuel, but force them to use fatty acids so they could survive ice ages by putting more body fat on. So, in other words, the diet in North America and our mineral-depleted food induces what I call the starvation reflex to make you survive. And when you go into starvation, one of the interesting things that happens to your liver starts to become very pancreatic, very much like a placenta in terms of putting out biomolecules so you don't starve to death and your organs deteriorate. So it'll start setting up building blocks so your tissues don't just fall apart. One of the things that would happen on the ships around the world, and this is one of the reasons why the British survived and actually were the rulers of the oceans, is because limes last twice as long as lemons. So if you have barrels of limes and you're traveling around the world, when your vitamin C level drops to a certain level, your old wounds actually pop back open again. People don't know this because they don't see scurvy. you know, they talk about scurvy dogs in the Navy. They actually start bleeding again at old wounds. Well, that's what scurvy is. Now, the vitamin, what happens is in order to correct that, you have to lower blood insulin, which is things like Glycemix, dibetalene, berberstatin, and biotin plus. You have to lower insulin and leptin resistance with leptin metabolic, which works in the, it also helps to stop the hyperinsulinemic changes to your joints. So a lot of people say they get older and they get creaky. It's because their joints get hot and inflamed because of the high blood insulin driving nitroproxy radical in their joints and cytokines. So everybody in the populations are all turning diabetic. By 79 years of age, 99% of the population are frankly hyperinsulinemic diabetics. They may not be obese, but they're going to have dyslipidemias and are heading toward all the consequences of that, stroke, heart attack, dementia, etc. Because dementia is just type 3 diabetes where your brain astrocytes stop being insulin sensitive, and if you don't have medium chain triglycerides like coconut milk or C8C12 carbons, your brain cells can't fire an action potential and you have no neural network, therefore you become demented. So we have things that can stop that. Now, if you're trying to lose weight, here's the cocktail. Firstly, you want to lower blood sugar and blood insulin. So a dibetalene, one with each big meal, a berberstatin, one with each big meal, a biotin plus at least one twice a day, and leptin metabolic one in the morning, and Glycemix to replace meals. And you should do a fast 1 day a week with Glycemix and 4 days a month. If you do that, your body starts to reset your metabolism and your insulin, glucagon, and cortisol levels. And then, of course, cortisol is always high. If you look at a diabetic or someone who's hypertensive, their cortisol level, the stress hormones are high. Also, their angiotensin-converting enzymes are high. So they all go together. There's no such thing as, you know, hypertension and heart disease without hyperinsulinemia. If you measure somebody's fasting insulin and 2-RPC blood insulin, we're not talking about blood sugar, we're talking about insulin, they're always abnormal in hypertensives and people getting heart disease and hypertension and stroke. They're always abnormal. So they're all epiphenomena of what I call diobesity. And you don't have to be obese. You can just be normal weight, but you have dyslipidemia just because your body's burning out calories and not storing it. But in some people that become obese because they have the genetic heritage that their ancestors survived the Ice Age by packing on fat so they survive starvation for months where there's no food or it's buried under the snow, you know? They're surviving. So it's important to understand that's why we use these nutraceuticals, because our entire population is basically turning on what's called survivor genes. The survivor genes are what I call ice age genes that basically allow you to survive that. Or in areas like, let's say, the Middle East, where you go from, you know, oasis to oasis, you literally walk hundreds of miles while you're starving and dehydrating. And if you can't maintain your osmolality, we had Dr. Specialist on from genetics, from Washington University in St. Louis about 4 years ago. And we talked about this. He's a nephrologist, geneticist, and he proved that diabetics, let's say the Pima Indians, when white men came 300 years ago, they were like super athletes. They probably beat our Olympians because they could run 200 miles in the desert to kill a wild fox, maintain their osmolality, and eat cactus barrel juice and survive, which normal human being wouldn't. The same genes allow them to survive those extreme environments and temperatures and extreme exercise. Using fatty acids would kill a normal person. Their electrolyte imbalances would cause heat stroke, and they die. But these people were hardened by genetic abnormalities, allowing them to survive extreme stress, heat shock proteins, etc. So what we have to understand, the genes that actually allowed our ancestors to survive are killing us. Isn't that interesting, eh?
Yeah, we're being killed by we're being killed by the abundance of what we get
The first thing we're doing, the thing that's killing us most is sugar. The thing that kills us most is number one, sugar, especially sugar that's attached to mercury. You know, mercury alkali extraction, for what we call high fructose corn syrup. Second is mineral depletion, so you don't have the insulin receptors like chromium, vanadium, etc. to actually allow your insulin receptors to work. Things like zinc, copper, selenium. And then you add on top of that toxic chemicals like aspartame, advertame, and they actually stimulate insulin. So if you eat that garbage, I didn't drink Zevia soda or SodaStream, you can't have aspartame. polyhormone imbalance is a big deal. The most common thing is we call somatopause, where your growth hormone level is low. We use the to reverse somatopause, you need to take the minerals and Minerals Plus and Vitamin Max. You need to take our microdose growth hormone, and we have Mountain Red Velvet, but soon we're going to have the Red Deer Velvet DR. You have to correct the hormones of multiple hormones, including your hypothalamus, your adrenals, and your thyroid, because they often all go together. So if you measure fasting growth hormone and growth hormone binding protein, you measure levels of cortisol. And the best way is to measure not just a ACTH challenge cortisol, but a cortisol test through multiple data points with DHEA, cortisol, and melatonin measured at data points throughout the day in saliva because it's not bound to protein. And then you want to measure thyroid probably in blood first thing in the morning. Free T3, free T4, free reverse T3, and high sensitivity TSH. And you want to measure a core body temperature chart because most people that have hypothyroidism have type 2, which is related to high blood insulin or prediabetes or diabetes. And their elevated reverse thyroid hormone levels and core body temperatures are low because they're making RT3 that literally puts you into hibernation. So if your RT3 is high, it doesn't matter what your T4 and T3 are, you're still hypo. And you'll need thyroid hormone, but you want to take thyroid adrenal because when your thyroid starts to go, it puts extra stress in your adrenal hormones. And most doctors don't know this, so they don't realize that there's two horses pulling the plow. There's the thyroid horse and the adrenal horse. And if your growth hormone level's low also, then both horses aren't going to be very energetic. And somatopause is very common. We use microdose, actual growth hormone, to help reverse that. And you need to remineralize your pineal gland and your organs, so we wanted to use IndiaMe. And the minerals present, which are alveolar chelated minerals and Minerals Plus and Vitamin Max, are essential because if you take the chaperoning formula IndiaMe, you don't have the minerals, nothing's going to happen. It's because there's the black keys on your DNA that actually turn on your genes. They actually remineralize your nucleoplasm, the little spheroid inside your cell where all your genetics are. So most people aren't aware of this, that if you have these things going on, you're not going to function very well. A lot of people, it's not just andropause, male menopause, or menopause in women. It's polyhormone imbalances that are often present. And they can start relatively early in your 20s or 30s. You don't have to wait until your 40s or 50s or later. And a lot of people don't realize that for every person that has type 1 hypothyroidism, where they have antibodies against their thyroid, there's probably 50 people with type 2 where they have elevated blood insulin levels. And you won't know unless you actually measure, because people say, well, the first thing I tell people is measure a core body temperature chart. If you've got what looks like a normal T4 and T3, but your core body temperature is low, you got type 2 hypothyroidism. Basically, you're making reverse thyroid hormones blocking your mitochondria and your oxidative metabolism, so your generation of heat is going to be lower than normal. And your metabolic rate, you will call METs, the number of metabolism units you're measuring for oxygen consumption, is going to be low. So you can do this in the laboratory and prove all this stuff, but a lot of people aren't, or their doctors are sloppy, so they're not going to do the fancy tests unless you get to an endocrinologist that really knows what they're doing, or a functional medicine doctor, like our doctors in the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine or Advancement in Medicine. So there's a lot to this, isn't there, Ryan? It's not so straightforward, is it?
No. No, there's complexity to it, but, you know, with the beauty of the nutraceutical side of things, you know, with the what you're doing, Dr. Bill, is they're not just, you're not just poking light switches. You can use formulations that are built to be working on multiple levels at the same time versus.
And I can send test kits anywhere in the world. You can be in Brussels, and I can send a test kit from, you know, Genova Labs or Great Plains Laboratory, or, you know, like, say, Tutwiller, Washington, the Meridian Valley Laboratories, et cetera. So it's not like and I can even tell what the doctor in whatever country, say France, whatever, what kind of conventional tests or imaging studies to do to actually find out what's going on. Another issue is cancer. And just got a consult this morning about a gentleman who did a PSA. Well, the first thing you want to do is do a free and combined PSA, and if it's high, it's more likely to be a pattern suggesting cancer. You do a transrectal ultrasound, a needle biopsy, and karyotype genetic analysis under electron microscope with a pathologist. And then you do the RGCC test in Greece, ENOS2 protein, and then if you're going to do treatment, you do insulin potentiated chemo with a dendritic vaccine that actually makes your immune cells recognize the cancer and kill it. And you use based on your test, your individual fingerprint of what chemo and non-chemo agents work at low dosages, along with insulin potentiation, you chase your cancer and kill it rather than just paint-by-numbers chemo. And you don't ever use radiation. And you, if you're going to do radiation treatment on the, if you're going to do treatment on the prostate, you do neurovascular sparing surgery, like with a thermal probe, using a thermal probe to make sure it spares a neurovascular bundle, or a neurovascular bundle sparing surgery. Because otherwise, you're going to lose bladder and control, and you'll never get another erection if you're male. So the problem is, a lot of people have had indolent, very slow growing cancers. And they had unnecessary overtreatment, and they've estimated by the American Urology Association, in the last decade, 1.5 million men had inappropriate surgery and became bladder incompetent and never had another erection. Unnecessary, in other words. So that's their own words from the Urological Association. So they came clean and said, you know what, too many people are doing too much to chase indolent cancers and it'll never kill them. And,
frightening.
You know, it's the same thing as, you know, you've got calcified arteries, the first thing you need to do is change your lipids, take Omega Supreme Pro, be on cardiovascular, start taking things to lower blood viscosity and cytokine levels like gamma E plus, cell detox glutathione, and singlet oxygen sparing, ultrathiamin B1, take things like our Omega cod liver liquid to lower triglycerides and cholesterol and reduce vascular plaque. And full vitamin K2. You can actually measure somebody's calcium score of their arteries, and it'll get better just by taking cardiovascular and full vitamin K2. But the K2 is important. It'll stop metastatic calcification. But doctors don't do that. They actually give drugs to actually block the intrinsic and extrinsic pathways for bleeding, and they don't reduce plaque. There's no enzymes in these damn drugs like Xarelto, Eliquis, or Apixaban. And I'm amazed that the doctors are such knuckleheads. They don't realize that cytokine levels and free radicals and these markers you can measure at Veritas Labs are what you need to measure. Instead, they're chasing stuff like your total cholesterol and triglycerides, which has nothing to do with it. Your cholesterol doesn't do a damn thing about causing heart disease. It's when cholesterol gets oxidized by free radicals, because free radicals are the danger. Cholesterol is just a good patch to grab the free radicals, same as sugar. It grabs them, then become glycated proteins. And if you take things like Nutritrala, by the way, for heart disease, Nutritrala is really important, and it'll actually prevent the glycation of heart proteins in your endothelial wall of your arteries. So one of the things, besides all the heart medications, if you're not just diabetes but heart disease, you want to take Nutritrala at least one, twice to three times a day, at least twice a day. So, Ryan, the whole approach that I think to medicine is not scientifically or biochemically based. They tend to rush to drugs when the drugs actually may change symptoms, but they actually don't change the pathology, or in some cases they actually accelerate it. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's bizarre. And, you know, there's no defense. I mean, the last time I had a doctor call and try to disrespect Dr. Deagle, which is a really bad and stupid thing to do, he was trying to say the vaccines were so great, and then of course he hadn't done any research in immunotoxicology, which I've been doing for years, and going back in the 70s working in rheumatology research. And what we found, of course, was that the immunotoxic research had shown that when you take vaccines, you actually increase the risk of getting, say, the flu, or it creates really bad things like antibodies against body tissues, like the Gardasil vaccine. So pretty crazy, isn't it? let's look at the next thing. This is, we're going to be moving out of the flu season into the allergy season in the next 2 months. And the first thing to take for allergies is Allerblock and Power C. And Power C is really good. We're getting so many testimonials of people stopping the cold, stopping seasonal allergies. Like in the wintertime, it's fungi, molds, and smuts and so on from being indoor and house dust mites. But Allerblock and Power C will stop them. It's amazing. Very safe, very simple, no side effects. Back in a moment with Ryan. Your questions are welcome. 877-317-6432. Keep listening. Yeah, I was out of touch. Very common. very important, first off, to start off with supporting the circulation in the eye. So I tell people, number one, you want to take vein away. You want to lower blood viscosities. You want to take natokinase and our cardiovasc. You want to stop the free radicals in the eye that actually will cause it. And you want to get rid of pathogens because the eye is not a sterile place. People don't understand that. You can actually, there was a show a few years ago called Monsters Inside Me. And when one of the most ugly shows to see was people taking photomicrographs of the back of the eye showing Toxocara catus and canis. That is toxoplasmosis that grows in cats and dogs. And you can see the little worms wriggling in the back of the retina. I mean, people say, nah, it's not that bad. I said, look, retina is not sterile. And if you get cytokines, it usually means you have pathogens like nanobacteria and fungi and other pathogens growing in the eye, including worms like toxoplasmosis. They can actually stimulate cytokine levels. And you got to stop those cytokines because whether it's peroxynitrate, hydroperoxy radical, or singlet oxygen, they chew away at the retina or the retinovascular supply, which interestingly, and I'm not sure if God had a bad day, but he put the blood vessels above the actual rods and cones for absorbing your light and allowing you to see. So if your circulation is gone and you're, let's say, having a bleed above the neurovascular bed of rods and cones, you go blind. That's why. And it's interesting, it's almost like Velcro. The retina is actually laying on the back of the retinal bed, almost like Velcro, and that's why you can get a buckle or tear your retina, because it actually lifts up like the Velcro has been slipped and buckled. So, you know, there's some simple things you can take. For example, one of the things I tell people to take so you get a partial retinal tear so it doesn't progress is Collagen Max. And because it actually makes sure that your collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid, including the polymers that hold your eye together, work better. So if you get bumped in the eye or if you've got a retinal tear, you don't want to extend. Collagen Max will help. Vision Max for the eye. Kansi Eye Drops, which we use from Dr. Babachev in Moscow. And, of course, the use of things like ultrathiamine B1 to stop the singlet oxygen, cell detox glutathione to stop the hydroperoxy, and gamma E plus to stop the nitroperoxy radical. And I take those every day, and I can tell you, despite the issues that I've been told my doctor told me I have, my vision hasn't deteriorated. And, by the way, when they tell you they think the cause is, say, glaucoma or eye deterioration of such and such, if you have a cataract removed and you don't protect your eye from oxidative stress, you have accelerated blindness caused by retinal deterioration. And so I can't tell you how many people I've treated literally every month that panic because all of a sudden they had the cataract removed and now their vision is going like crazy. It's deteriorating because their doctor didn't recognize that the surgery itself to remove the cataract accelerated the inflammation in the back of their eye. Interesting here, Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the regular conventional ophthalmologists aren't going to look at that. But, you know, when you ask some questions, like I like to ask tough questions that I call Gordian knot questions, where it's a question that makes them think, oh, geez, why did you ask that question? For example, 40% of people that have glaucoma have low or normal eye pressures. Well, if the pressure is the model that causes it, how can you explain that? Well, it's because of cytokines. If you look at the incidence of glaucoma, it's tied directly to other diseases like diabetes and hypertension and so on. So, in a sense, it's a circulatory problem, and it's related to cytokine levels in the back of the eye. Ryan, any comments about some of our eye formulas like Vision Max? Because these are very important formulas. They protect you against what I call the blue light effect in your eyes that's damaging the eye in ultraviolet light. They protect against cataracts. In fact, one of the things I tell people for cataracts is take Power C Plus. Because basically cataracts are a vitamin C deficiency. Next, take Nutritrala and carnosine D-Link and Vision Max, and that'll protect your eyes. And then take these antioxidants because it's an oxidative stress. And, of course, the eye, because it takes a lot of oxygen in and gets exposed to ultraviolet light, which, by the way, there's a lot more. Do you know that this year, 2018, there's somewhere around 73% more ultraviolet B, C, and D than there was 24 years ago. So the atmosphere is much thinner in terms of protecting us from higher energy ultraviolet light. So it's not surprising we're getting more cataracts and skin cancer and more eye damage caused by ultraviolet light burning the back of the retina. Interesting, eh?
Yeah.
Toxic sun,
well,
eh?
And, Dr. Bill, the big thing here is people can go out there and they can search all over. They can find things that look similar. You just, you know, one of the key reasons Dr. Bill's getting the success he gets is because he's using not only the right nutrient, but he's doing it in a choosing things that are bioavailable so that you can make sure that they're actually going to hit and do what they should do.
Well, sometimes people say, Dr. Deagle stuff is expensive, but damn it, it works. Yeah, whether you're fighting cancer, don't want to go blind, or have a heart attack, or you already have calcified arteries and they're planning to do surgery and you can reverse the calcification so you don't need a stent or a bypass or a Dacron graft. This is serious stuff. You do not want to fall prey to the hands of my medical colleagues that have a knife or a scalpel or a catheter that they can do some catheter-based surgery. You want to not fall prey because there are always complications and there's always a price to pay. From pharmakia, which is sorceries, I call it, you know, right from the book of Revelation. They shall not repent of their pharmakia. I mean, people don't understand. It's actually sarcastically true, but it's scary because when doctors try to chase with a drug that primarily just blocks something, they're going to block something that's really good for you. For example, when you take ibuprofen, you have a 31% increased risk of having a heart attack. So why not take things that are going to protect your heart, you know, like Omega Supreme Pro, a monoglyceride, and Omega Cod Liver Liquid, and, you know, our carnitine, our sustained carnitine, and, you know, Cardiovasc, and the things that are going to help to stimulate your contraction of your heart, like CoQ10 Supreme, Ubiquinol, and CoQ10 Supreme, which is the only CoQ10 in the world that doesn't crystallize. I mean, they keep on pushing QAnol CoQ10, but nobody stops the polymerization of CoQ10 except our formula. It has a special anti-polymerization technology that nobody else has, right?
Yeah.
I'm amazed, as I say in the military, you know, we have a target-rich environment. I say this is the nutraceutical realm, and this includes radio, TV, magazines, etc., is a Yahoo-rich environment. Lots of Yahoos. You know?
Yeah.
It's like Gulliver's Travel, where you met all these horses, and they were saying Yahoo. Remember?
Yeah.
And basically, they're trying to indicate that they're basically crazy, don't want to face reality. You know?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, people, I tell people, it's not my job to change your mind. That's your job. I'm here to change your worldview. So if I give you enough information, you can go analyze it yourself. Then if you ask the right questions, you'll say, "Oh my God, my heart doctor is just giving me pills, 4 or 5 pills." And I don't feel better. I feel tired. I'm going bald. I don't get erections anymore if I'm a male. I feel stupid. Can't remember my grocery list for my grandkids. Duh, you're kidding me. You wonder why you're so tired and you can't get rested or your joints are all shot. It's because you're taking medications from the medical drug salesperson with a white coat. And that's true. I mean, why do you think they say it's the practice of medicine? Because they never get it right. Pretty funny, eh? And to be honest with you, the way medicine's run in America, I don't want a license here. This country, until we have a total collapse of the system and have it rebuilt from the bottom up, it's sick. I mean, nobody's plan is right, whether it's you know, Donald Trump's plan or the plan by Bernie Sanders. I call him Santa Claus. He just wants to expand Medicare for everybody so they'll all suffer under Medicare. You know, I can tell you, having Medicare and having all kinds of supplemental insurance, it's freaking useless, expensive, and it doesn't address any issues or actually prevent your disease or problem from progressing. That's why most of the time I'm providing free consultations to people 95% of the time, and they say, "Oh my gosh, Deagle, how much does that cost? Do you take my insurance?" I said, if you listen to the show and you buy my products, I'll even do a callback free. You're kidding. It only becomes a consult where I have to actually charge you if I have to review your medical records by Citrix ShareFile, which is HIPAA compliant, or I have to actually get you a consult to tell you what fancy tests are and send the test kits to you. Other than that, it's free. People say, "Well, what do you mean? Why are you doing that?" I said, "Because it's called a ministry. Do you understand that? This is like a wellness ministry, like the ancient Cohens." And our nutraceuticals are not comparable. I mean, I get a kick out of people, whether they're other people pushing their nutraceuticals. They're a joke. They're mostly, a lot of these other ones are not bioavailable, laced with heavy metals. Your body can't bioconvert them to their activated forms. Ours are always bioavailable, bioconverted, and never have allergens, toxins, soy, you know, any of this crap that's going to make you sick. Well, thank you, Ryan. It's been another great show. We'll be back again on Thursday. Coming up, we have Jim Cole, Sonic Life, Fareed from Cardiovascular, and Bill Warner back from politicalislam.com. And we're going to talk about Islam, the latest slam where he was banned. Bill's quite a character. And we have Lowell Ponte back tomorrow, Jonathan Gray from New Zealand. Great shows planned here. And, of course, we do have coming up this week Vince Cinelli on Thursday, Harley Schlanger on Friday, and Gary Richard Arnold, and The Firing Line on Friday for answers to your health questions to Michelle, 888-212-8871.